Every Thursday and Friday morning, we have Teeny Ricciardi on from GuideLive.com to tell us about all the fun things coming up for the weekend. And we thought in the event that you missed Teeny on Thursday and Friday of this last week, we'd bring her back this morning because she was talking about Beer Week? No, North Texas Beer Week that runs through Sunday. So, you know, don't want to wait until Thursday to tell you about it, for heaven's sake.
No, we definitely don't want to. And Teeny Ricciardi is our beer correspondent extraordinaire. Teeny, how was the weekend?
Oh, good morning, Dave and Amy. The weekend was good. It was certainly a kickoff weekend with lots of events, but there are lots of events still to come.
All right, tell us some of the things that are on.
No, don't.
Tap. Oh, I knew you were going to do that. Sorry, I had to say it.
Yep. So North Texas Beer Week is actually like a 10-day region-wide celebration of all things beer. So you're going to find a lot of pint nights at your local bar, beer dinners at your local restaurants, and then special beer releases at your local brewery. So depending on what kind of beer you're into, you can always look at, you know, the bars and restaurants that are closer to you, but we, you know, some of the standout events would say Lakewood Brewing Company tonight is releasing a new beer that they called Wild Manimal. It's a dry hopped American Wild Ale. So that'll be happening at their tap room. And then November 1st, this is kind of a fun event. So there's a beer called Sasquatch, which is an Imperial Stout. So really boozy, but there it also has a mascot. So the Sasquatch itself will be at the Heritage Pizza and Tap Room in Colony on November 1st from 6 to 9 p.m. So you can share a beer with that mythical creature as well.
How many craft beers would you say are brewed in North Texas? And is North Texas getting a reputation for being a good place for people who are beer connoisseurs?
Yeah, this is a great question. So I couldn't put a number on the, you know, an estimate on the number of beers, but I will tell you that there are now about 60 breweries in the region. So if each of those made 5 year-round beers, you know, we're talking hundreds of beers. And Texas has generally been, you know, behind the curve on the craft beer movement. You know, Miller Lite was actually first brewed in Fort Worth at the Miller plant in 1975. So we've been sort of slow to come up, especially because our laws are pretty archaic. But I was just at the Great American Beer Festival in Denver, and Texas breweries took home 21 medals in their esteemed competition, which was just third behind California and Colorado. So we're on the up and up. We still have a ways to go. And the interesting thing is a lot of people think that beer tourism, bringing people from outside the state to come experience the beer, is going to be a big part of that.
All right. Where can we find out more about all the events taking place this week?
Yeah, so we've got some great stuff. If you go to guidelive.com/craft-beer, you'll find our top event picks plus a lot of great information about beer. And then if you're looking for a full list of events, hit up ntxbeerweek.com.
All right. Teeny, thanks. Nice talking with you on a Monday, too. Appreciate
it. Yeah, you too. Cheers.
All right, you too. There's Teeny Ricciardi with guidelive.com.